With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Pro-Hamas demonstrators made their presence felt today on day one of the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Bob Agnew reports.
A few thousand protesters marched toward the side of the Democratic National Convention here in Chicago on its opening day to voice their opposition to the war in Gaza. Dozens of protesters broke through a fence set up by police. The march happened just as President Biden was doing a walkthrough of the largely empty United Center, preparing for his day one keynote address later tonight. Bob Agnew at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago.
The trial of former New York Congressman George Santos ends early with a guilty plea.
Santos says voters trusted him to represent them with honor and to uphold values essential to democracy.
And in that regard, I'm guilty.
Santos was charged with stealing from political donors, using campaign contributions to pay for personal expenses, lying to Congress about his wealth, and collecting unemployment benefits while he was actually working.
I allowed ambition to cloud my judgment, leading me to make decisions that were unethical.
Santos faces more than 6 years in prison and owes at least $370,000 in restitution. Ann Donnelly is the Nassau County DA.
He's a liar, he's a master manipulator, and a con man.
Santos's trial was supposed to start next month. I'm Ed Donahue.
The U.S. intelligence community says Iran is to blame for the hack of Donald Trump's presidential campaign. The joint statement from the FBI and other federal agencies issued Monday is the U.S. government's first formal attribution of the hack to a foreign entity, though the Trump campaign had previously said Iran was responsible. On Wall Street, the Dow by 236 points, the Nasdaq rose 245, with the S&P 500 advancing 54. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham is angry.
The popular evangelist is denouncing Evangelicals for Harris, a religious group that is trying to get the Democratic vice president elected in November. Graham has a problem with a new campaign ad that uses footage of his famous father, Billy, to criticize former President Trump. Franklin Graham says, quote, "Maybe they don't know that my father appreciated the conservative values and policies of President Donald Trump in 2016. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Kansas will pay $50,000 to settle a federal lawsuit filed by a former State Highway Patrol employee who claims to have been fired for coming out as transgender. Democratic Governor Laura Kelly and leaders of the Republican-controlled legislature unanimously approved the settlement. The former employee, a man living as a woman, was a building and grounds manager in the patrol's Topeka headquarters. This is SRN News. The upward momentum continues on Wall Street.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street, pushing the market closer to the record high it set last month. The S&P 500 rose 1% Monday. That was the eighth straight gain for the index and its longest winning streak this year. The Dow rose 236 points. That's about 0.6%. The Nasdaq Composite added 1.4%. Treasury yields held steady in the bond market. That came ahead of a speech Friday from the Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell. The Fed is widely expected to start cutting interest rates next month. Powell could provide the markets with guidance on how many cuts to expect and how quickly. Seth Sutel, New York.
Check your freezer. Purdue Foods is recalling more than 167,000 pounds of frozen chicken nuggets and tenders after some customers reported finding metal wire embedded in the products. There were no confirmed injuries or adverse reactions. Consumers who have recalled chicken are urged to throw it away. More details at srnnews.com.